Welcome to the Cybersecurity Podcast, where we dive into the ever-evolving world of digital threats, privacy concerns, and cutting-edge solutions to keep you safe in cyberspace. In recent Bitfinex development, the cryptocurrency exchange had a significant recovery when the U.S. Department of Homeland Security returned stolen funds following an attempted laundering by hackers of a whopping 119,756 bitcoins stolen in 2016. This incident caused a major setback for Bitfinex, with a significant amount of funds compromised. Despite this challenging situation, Bitfinex, in collaboration with the U.S. Homeland Safety, was able to recover over $300,000 from the 2016 hack. This partnership resulted in the recuperation of $314,000, bringing some solace to Bitfinex after a prolonged ordeal. This retrieval underscores the importance of constructive alliances between regulatory authorities and cryptocurrency exchanges in fighting cybercrimes. While the funds return is definitely a pleasant development for Bitfinex, it also serves as an eye-opener that the crypto sector needs to be on constant high alert against cyber attacks and must take preemptive steps to safeguard user funds. The successful recoup of the stolen funds illustrates Bitfinex and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's dedication to preserving the crypto ecosystem's integrity. This instance becomes a paradigm of how regulatory bodies and exchanges can cooperate to track down and retrieve ill-gotten funds. As we move forward, it becomes vital for exchanges to continually enhance their security systems to prevent recurrence of such incidents. Users should likewise stay vigilant and employ security best practices for the protection of their digital assets. That concludes this update on Bitfinex News. Keep up with us for more developments in the crypto universe, right here on Podcast Name. The Swedish Data Protection Authority has levied a severe sanction of 1 million euros against Tele2 due to unauthorized use of Google Analytics, thereby violating data protection regulations. This stern action underscores the value and necessity of protecting user data in the modern digital landscape. In another unsettling development, a malvertising campaign targeting Google Ads has surfaced, imitating USPS package tracking. This deceitful strategy is crafted to trick users and steal their sensitive financial data, such as credit card and banking details. This situation serves as a keen reminder for all internet users to maintain awareness while online and always authenticate the sources of digital advertisements. Moreover, the Google Play Store is grappling with its own security concerns, with the discovery of two spyware apps originating from China. Masquerading as bona fide applications, these apps were discovered engaging in espionage activities. This troubling find shines a spotlight on the potential for malicious applications within the Google Play Store, with users urged to remain cautious when downloading or updating apps. Given these occurrences, individuals and organizations are encouraged to stay alert and implement robust security precautions to shield their private information and digital health. In the latest Microsoft news, we learn of an intriguing development from the Naval Research Laboratory, NRL, of the U.S. Navy. They've developed a tool that exploits a security flaw discovered in Microsoft Teams. This flaw enables the reception of external files through the platform, potentially paving the way for malware transmission. As a tool for distributing malware via Microsoft Teams, this development highlights potential cybersecurity threats that individuals and organizations might face, particularly when they heavily rely on the platform for communication and file sharing. While Microsoft Teams proves itself to be an indispensable resource for remote work and collaboration, this development serves as a pertinent reminder: no platform is completely immune to security vulnerabilities. As the cybersecurity landscape continues to shift and evolve, it's crucial for developers and users alike to stay vigilant and adopt necessary safety measures to safeguard their data and systems. How Microsoft plans to rectify this specific vulnerability and how the U.S. Navy intends to manage the tool they've made remains to be seen. For now, users are advised to exercise caution and adhere strictly to best practices for online security, not only when using Microsoft Teams but across all communication platforms. In the latest MileSite news, a series of significant vulnerabilities have been recently detected. Here are the details. Firstly, a vulnerability affecting the HTTP request fish_ubist_trump_start_cb in the MileSite UR32L has been discovered. This particular vulnerability allows attackers to escalate privileges, potentially gaining unauthorized access to sensitive data. In addition, the same version of MileSite UR32L harbors several buffer overflow vulnerabilities. Malevolent actors who transmit specially designed HTTP requests can exploit these vulnerabilities and induce a buffer overflow. This could potentially enable arbitrary code execution. There is also another critical vulnerability detected in the MileSite UR32L. This particular vulnerability can cause a buffer overflow through the manipulation of username and password parameters. A successful exploit might lead to remote code execution, possibly giving unauthorized individuals access to the system. Moreover, a significant vulnerability has also been identified in the Milesite VPN. This vulnerability permits privilege escalation via the manipulation of unspecified data. Although further details are unavailable, this vulnerability could be exploited by unauthorized individuals to gain escalated privileges, potentially compromising the system's security. These identified vulnerabilities underscore the importance of rapidly updating and patching software systems to reduce the risk of exploitation. We advise all Milesite users to keep abreast of these vulnerabilities and implement any necessary security precautions suggested by the vendor. Growing reports suggest the rise of new malware variants specifically designed to steal sensitive data from organizations in the United States and Canada. TrueBot malware has emerged as a particular threat, having increased its presence across various business sectors. Authorities have raised concerns over this escalation, urging organizations to stay alert about this potent threat. TrueBot attackers have discovered a method to exploit a flaw in Netrix Auditor, a frequently used auditing software among many organizations. This loophole allows the hackers easier access to systems, endangering sensitive data predominantly in U.S. and Canadian organizations. The full extent of these attacks is currently under review as experts work relentlessly to comprehend and subdue this developing risk. Organizations are encouraged to stay vigilant and enforce proactive measures to safeguard their systems against these advanced attacks. We would like to assure our readers that we will persistently track this situation and swiftly update you with new information. Stay connected for the latest news on TrueBot malware and its impact on organizations in the US and Canada. Thank you for joining us today as we delved into the world of cybersecurity, exploring its importance, challenges, and strategies to stay safe online.